Earlier in the program, I spoke with Dutch immigrant political leader Ayaan Hirsi Ali. Her new book criticizes what she calls Islam's subjugation of women. Arranged marriages are an example, common in many Arab countries like Jordan. Increasingly, though, young people are looking for other ways. Recently, a marriage brokering agency opened in a conservative city about an hour north of Jordan's capital. Kristen Gillespie reports from Erbid, Jordan.
The Covenant Marriage Agency is in the middle of Erbid, overlooking a busy square. The office itself is sparsely decorated. Light brown, stuffed chairs are placed around the perimeter, contrasting the stark white walls. Imam Resha is a veiled woman in her 40s. She opened the agency after her matchmaking hobby resulted in several successful marriages. Applicants pay an initial $20 fee to fill out a form describing themselves and the mate they're looking for. Height, weight, health status, education. And does the applicant have children? Pictures are optional, but if you're a man making minimum wage or don't have a job, you'll probably be declined. Nima Marisha says her clients range in age from 20 to 70 years old. Sitting behind an old desk at the agency, Marisha's deputy, Rania Kurdi, is clear about her mission.
We're trying to reduce the number of unmarried women in the country. We're trying to change the mentality of the people here. We try to tell them that the girl should not marry the man her family chooses.
Rania Kurdi should know. Married to a cousin at age 17, she was divorced 5 years later, now single with children, and again living with her parents. Kurdi is outspoken, saying all arranged marriages bring unhappiness to the couple. Her wedding day, she says, was like that of so many other girls in Jordan.
I remember I was sitting at a table overlooking the guests. I was only thinking of wearing a wedding dress, sitting and having people clap for me. I didn't think that I was getting into a new life.
As Rania Kurdi discusses arranged marriage, other clients sitting in the agency begin to chime in. The discussion intensifies. The half-dozen clients in the room are all looking for the right person after their arranged marriages didn't work out. One man says the engagement period for traditional marriages, in reality, is mostly for the benefit of the family. Before the wedding, he couldn't sit with his fiancée in a private area of either family home. They sat in an open room with family members looking on, he says. Rania Kurdi says the Covenant Agency isn't just about matchmaking. They're trying to give both men and women control of their destinies by showing them that they can choose their own mates, that happiness is more important than pleasing the family. It's a new idea in Jordan. And that's exactly why Adnan Rahal is here.
The reason I came to this office is that I don't want to get married in the traditional way, through my mother. I came here looking for a girl who is beautiful, polite, and educated. I don't just want a beautiful girl who cares about fashion and doesn't know what a family and home is.
Rahal is 31 years old and socially conservative. His family owns a small gold shop in Erbid. And he says his financial situation is good. He's a meticulous person who knows what he wants, and that's why the agency is perfect for him, he says. So far, he's met two girls. One, he felt, might not have the strong personality he's looking for, and the other was a bit too liberal for him, looking to come and go whenever she wanted. Maresha's agency and her clientele are part of a bigger phenomenon that's seeing people move away from traditional marriages and look for more informal ways to meet. Samih Tukan is an internet entrepreneur who's dabbling with this himself. He owns the largest marriage site in the Arab world, bintalhalal.com.
In general, the Arabic society is a conservative society. So the traditional marriage is something that has existed for a long time, still exists. But with time, it's getting, as the societies are getting more modern, this is being, you know, less and less with time. But obviously the internet has helped a lot, I think, in my opinion, change this. Because it opened up an opportunity. In certain societies it's very difficult for guys and girls to meet openly. It's not like Western cultures.
But Samih Tukan is quick to point out that it's never easy to find a soulmate, no matter where you're from. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Gillespie.